This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michaela Haslan, M-I-K-A-Y-L-A-H-A-S-L-U-N. Date of birth 04-11-2003. Date of appointment October 15, 2024. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I-L-L-O. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Michaela Haslan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 21-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. When she was 10-year-old, she started having health issue. At the same time, she started having menstrual period also. Her present symptoms are fatigue, headache, weakness, no energy, nerve pain, trouble sleeping, unable to live normal life. When she was in sixth grade, she pulled out of the school and she completed the high school at home. She is having daily headache, constant around and top of the head, occasional migraine about 2 to 3 times per month. She is having pain in the eyes, face, sharp, constant, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, occasionally dizziness. She is having constant flutter in the eyes. She feels sharp pain on the skin like bee sting. Feeling of tingling. She was seen by neurologist, rheumatologist and cardiologist before. At one point, she was diagnosed with Lyme disease and treated for 6 months. She also has diagnosis of POTS, P-O-T-S. But now, cardiologist is saying she is not having POTS, but she is having intermittent sinus tachycardia. Her eyes are sometimes twitching. MRI, the brain done couple of years ago in Albany Medical Center, is normal. She is feeling that her brain is in the fog and hard time understanding. Past medical history, POTS, Lyme disease, GI bleed, intermittent sinus tachycardia. Past surgical history of placement of ear tubes as a child, adenoidectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication omeprazole, sildenafil, Atenolol, socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, rarely drink alcohol. He is single, lives with the parents, family is tea, mother alive with ITP, father alive, healthy, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, joint pain, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 21-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, chronic pain syndrome. Number three, rule out seizure. Number four, generalized weakness. Number five, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Number six, rule out neuromuscular disease. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, EEG, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, SED rate, R effector, ENA double standard, DNA, CPK, aldolase, Lyme antibodies, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.